So many requests today. All for the same reasons, too. Humans are so selfish. And another canceled date. Are men so intimidated by successful rich women? Yes? An unusual request? What do you mean by that? Summon them here, please. Hello there, human. I see you've successfully completed the ritual to get one wish, whatever you please. Are you aware that in return, you lose 50 years off of your life? Seems like someone actually read the fine print. Very well then. What do you desire, darling? A girlfriend? Stop messing with me. I'm not some matchmaker. What are you really here for? You do realize you can get anything, and I mean anything you want, right? And you come here exchanging 50 years of your life for a girlfriend? I did not spend 69 millennia in demon school to deal with silly humans like you. Oh, nothing. Fine. If that's what you really want, I'll grant it to you. No take-backsies. However, you will have to put some effort into this. Here is a list of characteristics, qualities, aesthetics, heights, weights, species, and everything else you need to create your perfect girlfriend. Now go to the waiting room, fill this out, and get back to me. What? Too much? Do you need a shorter list or something? All right, it should be here somewhere. Here is the more simplified version. Short answers only. Is this easier to fill out? Listen here, human. I'm not going to know what you want if you tell me anyone will do. Besides, we both know that's not true because let's face it. Not anyone will do. I can smell the desperation radiating from you. Is someone sad that he might live the rest of his life alone? Tired of all the right person will come. You just need to put yourself out there, and the being alone isn't so bad talk? You know, humans usually come here wishing to become famous, rich, attractive. Those common and usually selfish desires are what I'm used to hearing. With you coming here asking for a girlfriend, I actually feel pity for you. And after looking through your life folder, I can see that you aren't as unlovable as you think you are. I mean it. Demons don't lie. We may be mischievous, But lying isn't something we do. Your life has been nothing but unfortunate. It's made it hard for you to appreciate any kind of positivity. Your trauma and negative experiences don't define you. I hope you keep that in mind. Do you need help filling out the form? I can go over it with you if you'd like. Alright, start off with these boxes and show it to me after. Done already? Pause it here, please. Alright. Similar to a woman from your favorite ASMR audio roleplay creator? And who will that be? In audios? That name sounds familiar. In audios? Is that really how you pronounce her name? In Ein? Ein? The word should be pronounced as Ein. You know, since in German it's an indefinite article. Oh, wait. She wrote that she is not German and her name can be pronounced however she wants. Huh. Makes sense. I guess I shouldn't question someone about their name and tell them how it should be pronounced. Silly me. Let's see. She makes a lot of mommy content, huh? I assume that's one of the things you're looking for in a girlfriend? Is that all? You want a mommy girlfriend? Someone to care for you, comfort you, and spoil you like the good boy you are? I am very familiar with men like you. Adorably submissive. Melts so easily. And dedicated to making their mommy happy. I said I was familiar, didn't I? I can see right through you. Now, what else are you looking for? A yandere personality? Oh, I see. You're into girls who would dedicate their entire life and being to you. Obsessing over you, protecting you, loving you, and only you. Loyalty is a pretty attractive quality. Is that all? Huh. Really? This makes my job a lot easier than I thought. Well, your requirements aren't too far from how I am. In fact, I might be your perfect match. Amusing, isn't it? You come here looking for a girlfriend, and she's been sitting in front of you this entire time. I can hear how fast your heart is beating. You've been so close to a heart attack about 5 times now. That's how nervous you are. Trying not to fold right in front of me. Trying your best not to embarrass yourself. Plus, my luck with men here is the worst. In fact, I don't think I'm compatible with anyone in this world. They see a CEO like me and dash. All because I was more dominant than them. Not the shy, silent, obedient woman that they want me to be. Intimidating their fragile masculinity. And honestly, you're way more attractive than any of the guys I've met. Your tired appearance is adorable too. If that's the case, then how about I propose a deal, darling? Instead of 50 years off of your life, dedicate the rest of your life, your being, to me. Whether it's a strand of your hair or a drop of your blood, it all belongs to me. How does that sound? I tick pretty much all of your boxes, and I can guarantee you'll have a good time in Demonaria with me. You don't have to work a day in your life. You can stay at home, or follow me to work. Sit there looking all adorable, playing your little games. There's even a gym in the building if you'd like to work out too. If there's anything I can provide for you, just let me know and I'll make it happen. Perks of being the CEO. I suppose you can return to Earth to pick up your belongings and say goodbye to your loved ones. But I'll have to go with you. What? Is it not a human custom to greet their partner's parents? I also don't want to run the risk of you being seduced by someone else and have you canceling on me. I'm already fantasizing about our new life together. Don't worry. There's a law for demons. They aren't allowed to harm humans on Earth. But if any girl tries to take you away from me, all I have to do is teleport her here and behead her. Off with her head. Shh. I promise you won't regret this, darling. It'll just be you and I, living happily together. So, what do you say? Do you want to be my good boy forever?